Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Richard Polden, who is chairman at Wishbone Gold. How are you today, Richard?
Zach, good morning. Very good, thank you.
Big update this morning, actually, from Wishbone. Sounds quite exciting, even if you're not a geologist.
It's very exciting, even if I'm not a geologist. And in fact, actually, when we started this current piece of exploration, I did talk to the geos and said, look, what is the best thing that could possibly happen here? And universally, it was that not only do we further identify the major anomaly within the EPM, but also that we find other similar anomalies that we can explore. And of course, that's what's happened. So you need to look through the detail of it, but it is a huge change.
So it was good before, but now you've actually found extra, and it's a different ball game, let's say.
Well, it is a different ball game. I think the important point here is that until Greatland discovered Havieron, people were not looking at these types of formations. And we've seen that so often in exploration over the years. Suddenly somebody finds something, perhaps in a completely different place, somewhere that they weren't looking for it or whatever, or in this case, in a completely different formation. And all of a sudden, the whole exploration focus shifts. And what TerraSearch have pointed out, our consultants, is that the drilling that was done back in the 80s over the main anomaly at Red Setter stopped just short of where it should have stopped. But nonetheless, at the bottom of that, there is the shows of base metals, which are very similar to when the drilling stopped at Havieron.
So we've got a situation where it's like a technology thing and just, thing which is improved, and then also the nature of the actual formation that you've got there, and the resource is also quite special as well. So it's a two-in-one improvement there.
It is a two-in-one improvement, but it's also the change in the technology, and it's the change in the focus of what people are looking for. So that this type of formation we now know is very special, which even 5 years ago, people didn't focus on it at all.
And so what are the next steps, and what maybe should shareholders be looking out for?
We will continue the exploration, and we will update people. As we've said in this current release, we'll update people with the exploration program that we're going to pursue during the rest of the year.
Richard Polden, Chairman at Wishbone Gold, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.